through the facilities of station KGNC and from the Aviatrix Club in Amarillo, Texas, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, an expression of contemporary American jazz from 19 of this nation's most exciting musicians. We're here tonight to enjoy the vitality and imaginative quality of Stan Kenton. And now here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Bud Thompson. Ladies and gentlemen, as Bud told you, we're doing a broadcast here tonight from the Aviatrix Club in Amarillo. And to explain a little bit of the problem, you know, sometimes we have quite a difficult time getting what we call a balance, because sometimes bandstands aren't just exactly conducive to broadcasting a recording, and we have now moved the orchestra clear off the bandstand, and the saxophones and the trombones are sitting in the middle of the dance floor. The trumpets are sitting just on the edge of the bandstand, and the rhythm section is out into the next county. Fellas, be certain that you watch me, will you? Because I'll be giving you signals semaphore fashion. Bags, may I have your attention? The overture this evening lies in your hands. I'll give you the beat, and then we'll start. Don Bagley, the overture, please. Ready. Now that we have tested both the new setup here, which is an unusual design, and the acoustics, and tested, of course, the lines that lead out of here into NBC, we thought we'd probably attempt to get a little bit more warmed up with this spirited thing that starts with a fast beat. It's called a Limelight. The important thing that takes place in it, other than the orchestration itself, is Lee Konitz plays alto saxophone, Bob Burgess a little trombone, and Connie Condoli trumpet. Near the end, you'll hear Stan Levy slowing it down to a chord that will be given by the fellow that stands in front of the band. That's me. Here it is. It's called Limelight. Stand the beat. Ready. 1, 2, 3. Quite a bit of enthusiasm here this evening. I hope that the enthusiasm doesn't completely dominate some of the music, but maybe there's different ways to look at it. Possibly the enthusiasm sometimes should dominate the music because that's the thing that feeds the spirit. A quiet thing done in a quiet way by a quiet guy could easily be announced by a quiet guy. George, come here. This is George Roberts. Suppose you quietly inform us and the people listening to NBC what it is you're about to do.
Well, I'm going to play a bass trombone solo that was written by Johnny Richards and trying to express a fairly new sound as far as trombone, and I think that should be a very good thing, I hope.
You hope that'll be a good thing? Well, I know that's a good thing. George, which microphone will you pick? You want to use this one?
Yeah, I'll use this one.
Let's see if I drop it about this level. You measure.
Right.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's good.
Ladies and gentlemen, George Roberts, he's explained it. Here it is, the bass trombone solo on Yesterday's.
Thank you.
Roberts, you can take another bow here. You know, we are currently on a tour that takes us back to the... Well, it seems like we're always on tour, but we're getting to where we figure that our tour stops whenever we light in one town for longer than about a two-day period. We open in Chicago with the Blue Note on about... Well, on March 24th. It's just 3 weeks away. We've been on the road now from Los Angeles about 2.5 weeks. It's incredible, the... A number of miles that we can chalk up while playing nightly, too. Sometimes I think that a lot of us, musicians, orchestra leaders alike in the business, wonder sometimes whether we are in the business to play music or in the business to help stimulate railroad fares, bus fares, check on highways, and generally wear out automobiles. However, at the moment, we play tomorrow night in Kansas and then, of course, moving on towards Chicago. And here's the guy, Count. You stand at a distance, please, because I'm giving the beat here for... This thing that you and Shorty Rogers kind of felt a great deal together. It's called Round Robin. Four beats, Stan. That means start on the fifth.
Got it. One, two, three.
Here at the moment is a complete change of face and change of pace. A melody that is a, well, we term them standards. This has been played by most every unit, orchestra, small group alike, sung by every singer, and it's something that will live for a long, long while. At the moment, here's one of the arrangers, Bill Holman, taking a bow, and out the other arranger, Bill Russo. Did you guys shake hands? Go ahead, wish each other luck. Holman, an arranger, is now playing Bill Russo, another arranger's arrangement. Make Russo look good, will you, Holman? Here's these foolish things. Once again, as one of the arrangements that has done so much, it would be interesting sometimes if some of the statistical demons could, we'll say, put a value to some music. Some of the music that we write, some of it is written quickly and hurriedly, but it means in dollars and cents a great deal, the way it can affect the orchestra. This one here is one of the things that has been played so much that we feel it might add to this particular program this evening, because a lot of you are no doubt sitting there saying, I wish they'd play... Here it is, Love for Sale.
Thank you.
On next week's Concert Miniature, you people that make it a business of following this program are going to witness and hear what is the entire, we'll say, finished formal sound of the records that are going to make up the new album that is called New Concepts in Artistry and Rhythm. There are things that are not new to you that have listened on Concert Miniature, but it'll be interesting to hear how they came out. At the moment, we're going to try to have a little bit of a sneak thing here. We'll pick one of the sides and do it here this evening with Frank Rossellino. Frank, right there, right here, the beat. Frank speaking. Mr. Thompson, I'd like to do one thing here this evening before we blow another note. I want to thank you very much for coming out, and I wish that you would thank those of the staff here of your radio station for helping us with this Concert Miniature this evening. It's been great. You've been most cooperative, and everything is great. All I can say is you're Mike.
Thank you very much, Stan. It was a pleasure to have you, and come back to see us anytime you can. Friends, NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton Concert in Miniature, Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of modern jazz. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Aviatrix Club in Amarillo, Texas, through the facilities of radio station KGNC. Be sure to join us next week at this same time for another Stan Kenton Concert in Miniature, featuring Stan Kenton, the pioneer and unchallenged leader in the brilliant idiom of modern jazz, truly modern America's man of music.
This is NBC.